figured after being president a year, you'd want to get out of this. Right here, we're talking to Bill Hargooth.
Hargooth, yes.
Hargooth, excuse me.
No problem.
And it's January 20th, Moorhead State Auctioneers Conference.
Okay.
And Bill, we've got a couple questions for you to learn a little bit about your life. And we'd like to know how you got in the auction business.
Well, I went to a lot of auctions with my dad, who was a farmer, and I loved him. And in the 80s, when times got tough, I had to have a second income. I knew it would never be my full life of income. I still farmed. I went to auctioneer school in 1992.
How old were you then?
Well, I'm 79 now, so how old was I? 53?
Right on, yeah.
Probably 53 years old, and I loved it. And there was only my mother and I left in my family, and I said to her one day I wanted to go, and she says, here's the money, go. And so I went, and I've enjoyed it. I learned a lot. It's done a terrific amount for my life.
And what is it you really like about the auction business?
People. You talk about the good people, the great people, the caring people. That's the association. They've done so much for me, and I really haven't given them anything back except I've attended all the conferences since I joined. But it brings out the best in you. The people you meet, the help you get, it's a library, is what it is. The association is a library. I have people that I've called. My father died when I was in my 40s, and then I went to my cousin who was 15 years older, and he was killed in a motorcycle accident. And my brother was dead, and I lost people that I could say, gee, what would you do? And I picked up some very, very great educational friends. One of them was LaDon Henslin. The other one's Matt Mearing. They've done so much for me in my life.
So are those ones, the fellows that you'd say were your biggest influence in your business life? Or you have, who would be?
Who would be? My wife, my kids. In the auction business, the association. I wouldn't be afraid to call. If I saw somebody's name in the book, I wouldn't be afraid to call them and ask them a question because they'd give you a straight answer.
What kind of lessons did you learn from those people that influenced you?
Straightforward. Honesty. Treat people like you want to be treated. I went through the hard times in the 80s, and I was very bitter in life, and they took that away from me. They brought me back to being what I am today. Maybe I still am what I was, but I enjoy. I'm 79 years old now, and I don't know how many of these I'll be able to go to anymore, but when I see less than a wheelchair, that's dedication.
Well, you're going to be here for a few more. We're looking forward to
Well, I hope so. I hope so, but you never know.
So, have you retired? And if you have, how's that going for you?
I retired from farming 20 years ago. 3 years ago, I had stents put in, and I had a bad year with my heart. And I had a program in Waseca that I started farming, or not San Anonymous, and I gave that up, but I still work at it. And I said to him, as long as we'll have it, I'll have an auctioneer around. And Brandon Nelson does it for us now. I just, it was 4 or 5 hours, and I can't do it, and I'm not going to put my wife and family through what I put them through 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Them or myself.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite memory from the auction business?
Having a good time.
Oh, you're getting me.
In selling, you mean?
Whatever, anything to do with the auction business.
When somebody calls you up to, you know, I want to have a sale, they give you their life earnings in your hands. They put everything in you, like you put your trust in God, I would guess that. And they know that you're the best. Maybe in your area you're the best. Maybe not. Maybe it's just the way they feel about you. But when you get all done and you sign your contract, you shake their hand, and you walk away, when they give you the sigh of, oh boy, I got the guy I want. This is the way it's going to be. And when it's all done, you settle up with them and give them a check and they give you a hug. It's pretty important.
That's tough to beat that.
It's tough to beat that. You know, it's not, let's have a cup of coffee. Let's have a, would you like a beer? Would you like a pop? No, I would like to tell you, here's success. And when they sit down and they have a tear in their eye, or they give you a hug, there's no handshake. They give you a hug and they say, it's over. It's great. You did a wonderful job. You walk out pretty proud. Your buttons get pretty tight on your shirt.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, feels good.
Well, do you have any funny stories or funny characters through the auction years?
Well, I met Joe Prisavilla, and I met people like you. I met a lot of good people. And to say there's better people, it's the greatest organization I've ever belonged to, and I belong to a lot of them. Yeah. They are willing. You know, and I know that when you come to this thing, you sit with people that are making a living. You sit with people that are way over and above making a living. And when they sit side by side, it's just you or it's them. There's no, I don't want to talk to him. He's not up to my speed. I've never seen that in 25 years here.
Yeah.
It's just, no, it's great. I was in the organization a few years when my mother passed away, and I got the most beautiful bouquet of flowers from this organization that I never in God's world expected to get. And it's just, they care about each individual person. You're not just a number. You know, it's not like your social security number. It's not like when you go to the clinic, what's your number? You come here, it's, oh yeah, you, they know you. It's a name.
Well, do you have any advice for young people coming into the business?
I think it's a good business to get in. When it got into computers and everything, I lost interest of booking auctions because I'm not into these computers. I don't want to learn them. Computers and cell phones in my nation have ruined the world in my thinking, and that's maybe they're a lot better. But I would hate to be having heart surgery and the computers go down.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But I just, I think there's a big opening for it. There's so many different ways, you know. It used to be, we went to your farm, we went to your house, we did your auction. Now it's, we push buttons and it's an online auction. You can buy things in Ohio online.
Yeah.
It's just, it's all different today.
Yeah.
And is it for the better? I don't know. Online auction, you might buy something, you'll never see that person. And I think eye to eye and friendship and contact, handshake, hug, I think that's all part of, here we are, we'll do your best.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
You bet.
No doubt.
You bet.
How would you like to be remembered?
You're serious on that, huh? I'd like to be remembered as a good, honest person. I'm not a fabulous Christian, but I'm a good Christian. I respect God. I respect my wife and my family, and I would like to be remembered as friendly, courteous. I don't know what else to say.
Well, that sounds pretty good. What are you most proud of?
My family, my wife, that I'm a Christian, that God's important in my life.
Yeah. And what are your hopes for the auction business? You kind of touched on that already.
Yeah. My hopes are not now are, I hope it doesn't never dies. I think it's going to get more difficult in ways of, you know, you don't go up to somebody and say, hey, I think we can do you some good. And, oh, yeah, sit down, let's talk. And then you write out a contract, and pretty soon you're out there cleaning up, lining stuff up. And it's not that way anymore. And it's all machinery, and it's not, it's not, you have things that think for you and everything, and before you have to think for yourself.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that.
Well, hey, thank you for sharing your life with us, Bill.
Okay.
It's been great.
Thank you very much. Now what are you going to do, play it back? You ain't going to put that whole